Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and more. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, sometimes I improvise. So light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey as we dig deep into the Thrift Shop archives. And this evening on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's Psychedelic Groove.
The winter is cold, it's cold. The winter is cold, it's cold. The winter is cold, it's cold. It's cold on you and it's cold on me. The winter is cold, it's cold. The winter is cold, it's cold. The winter is cold, it's cold. It's cold on you and it's cold on me. Since you.
The dusty grooves of a band called Yellow Brick Road from 1968 and Day Before Tomorrow. Before that, Wendy and Bonnie from the Genesis LP, The Winter Is Cold. And brr, in New Hampshire, the winter is cold. However, it's warm here in the studio, playing some great psychedelic groove music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WLSL 92.7 FM, St. Leo University Radio.
I began to
The Garden Variety with Gentle Rain. Before that, one of my favorite 45s of all time, The Gordian Knot with The Year of the Sun. And we started that set off with The Fruit Machine and Willow Tree. This is DJ Frederick, we're broadcasting like it's 1969 here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Grab your binoculars, follow your state's birding trail map, and you have a good chance to see the birds of your region. On a summer trip in New England, along the Connecticut River between Vermont and New Hampshire, you can hear the vividly colored Blackburnian warbler. Hit the Rhode Island Coastal Birding Trail in winter, and you'll hear the calls of thousands of long-tailed ducks. Head west to the Chicago Birding Trail to savor the songs of the rose-breasted grosbeak. And Scarlet Tanager. Texas birding trails offer birds that can't be found anywhere else in the United States, like the green jay and this Altamira oriole. Washington State's birding loops guide you from Puget Sound with its tufted puffins to the arid lands east of the Cascades and the beautiful song of the sage sparrow. Many stops are on local, state, or national parks or refuges, all public lands. And today is National Public Lands Day. Volunteers are out there right now, planting trees, repairing trails, and restoring native habitats for all those birds. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You probably get Bird Note thanks to your local public radio station. If you're one of the millions of people who listen to Bird Note on the radio in the U.S. and Canada, tell your station thanks for their support.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
The Nirvana sitar and string group with Never My Love. Before that, Big Jim Sullivan with Sunshine Superman. Here on the Psychedelic Groove edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick. Celebrating 21 years on the airwaves at WSCS and classical WSCS.org.
I walk along a lonely night through dream fields where clock time in fading light. Too great is the fun to take in my mind. Fading night, bring shadows to flowers where once was light. This curtain must come, vibrates my mind. in my mind.
All the colors of God. yesterday. The sadness that I felt was hard on my eyes, and the truth on my face was hard to disguise.
The Zombies with Imagine the Swan before that. Mother Nature with Orange Days and Purple Nights from 1971. We started that set of psychedelia off with Harmony Grass and I've Seen to Dream. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, broadcasting like it's 1969 or 70.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the summer serenade of a tiger moth, slowed down 30 times so that we can hear it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
In the summer, this is their prime mating time. The males and females are finding each other, and they do that chemically for the most part, but what we've discovered is that they also use sound to communicate.
Bill Connor is a professor of biology at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He tells us that some species of tiger moths use sound to help locate a mate.
In some special species, the female starts the mating system by releasing a pheromone. When the male detects the pheromone, he clicks. Then the female responds with clicks, and they click back and forth and back and forth. It's like acoustic fireflies. They get closer and closer together, and then finally they make lots and lots of noise, and they mate.
How can you tell whether the moth is responding to a sound or a smell? Well, by observing its behavior.
One way to determine if a moth is responding to a pheromone, a chemical signal, versus an acoustic one, is the way in which the moth approaches the source. With a chemical signal, it will always approach from the downwind direction, picking up the scent molecules and moving upwind. With a sound source, it need not approach just from downwind, but it can approach from any direction.
Scientists still aren't sure why it is that some moths use chemical cues while others use sound to find a mate. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, digging through the crates with DJ Frederick on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams.
Thank you.
Jacko Gardner with Fading Cosmos here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm moving up toward 500 episodes of the Thrift Shop, so please come along for the journey. And if you'd like to communicate or would like more information, check out the Radio Thrift Shop group on Facebook, or I'm on Twitter at DJ Frederick Moe.
Thank you. peace with your thoughts. And when you can no longer dwell in the solitude of your heart, you live in your lips. And the sound is a pastime, a diversion, and waste time. And in much of your talking,
ending the broadcast today, Wendy and Bonnie, and that's Let Yourself Go Another Time from the Genesis LP. Before that, Bonnie Dobson and Bird of Space. And before that, we heard two New Hampshire bands, M. Moss and Quilt. And that's going to close out the psychedelic groove version of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and coming on this musical journey. We're moving toward 500 episodes of the Thrift Shop since 2011 when I inaugurated the program. And coming up later in 2020, a new show, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'll be back next Saturday evening here on WSCS at 10 p.m., so please tune in. And until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.